Okay, so now we are going to try a somatic tracking exercise. So I want everybody to get themselves into a really comfortable position, be it sitting or standing or lying down. Now this is going to be a longer exercise of somatic tracking. The first part, I'm just priming you for the somatic tracking and reminding you of what we've learned so far. So feel free to close your eyes and just listen to my voice, okay? So the most effective way to communicate a message of safety to your brain is to mindfully attend to your physical sensations. And we call this somatic tracking. We've discussed destructive thoughts before. The worry, the pressure, the self-criticism, and regret. But these thoughts, in and of themselves, they're harmless. They're not inherently damaging. It's the impact that these thoughts have on our bodies that's painful, because our brains are interpreting these destructive thoughts as threatening. And when our brain senses danger, it puts us on high alert. Okay, it puts your body in a stress response, that fight or flight, and your brain goes into the danger zone. And when your brain believes there is danger, it can create pain sensations in the body. So what we're going to do now is just attend to these physical sensations mindfully, without fear, without judgment, and without motive. We're communicating to your brain that you are not in danger. What we're doing is just learning to notice these sensations without preoccupying over them. We're noticing them objectively. We're confronting them confidently. And we know that it is safe to do so because our bodies are safe. There is no danger here. We know that your brain is doing what it does just to protect you. So when the brain senses danger, it's thinking, it's danger. I have to stop what this person's doing because she's going to cause further damage. And it's going to react by sending those pain signals to protect you. You see, what's happening here is that your brain is interpreting these neutral sensations as if they are dangerous, even though they're completely safe. It's kind of like if you and I were playing a game of catch and your brain misinterpreted what the ball is. So if I were to toss you a baseball, but your brain saw that baseball as a grenade, you would respond as though it was dangerous. So our goal is to teach your brain that these signals are actually safe and begin to interpret them more accurately for your primitive brain, that subconscious, to really agree that I'm just tossing you a simple baseball and it's not a dangerous grenade. So that way the brain can react appropriately, knowing the difference there. We have to understand that the pain itself, it's an inaccurate reflection of danger. We're actually safe. Our goal is just to bring the anxiety down when the pain comes up and get you into the habit of calming yourself, bringing it down, even in the face of it. We're just turning down the intensity and down-regulating our system, because we know that we're safe. Now, if you haven't already done so, feel free to close your eyes, however you feel the most comfortable. Whatever feels right in this moment. Now, I want you to start by taking some deep breaths. Deep healing breaths, bringing attention to the physical sensations of your breath, how the air feels when it first enters your nose, how it feels as it goes down your throat, the sensation of it filling your chest, and then the way the breath feels on the exhale. Focusing on the physicality of the breath. So where does it feel the most comfortable for you? Where does the breath feel best? Is it in your chest, maybe your stomach or your throat, maybe your nose? Where does the breath feel nicest to you? Where does it give you that pleasant sensation? So let's get some practice attending to ourselves in this way. We're just settling our systems down, getting familiar with that really nice sensation of the breath coming in and out. We're systematically teaching your brain that you're safe, despite the fact that there may be some pain. Because we also know that the pain is safe. There is no injury. You are safe, even when the pain and the symptoms do come on. Because we know all we're doing is playing a harmless game of catch with a baseball. Now take a few more nice, easy breaths, keeping your attention on that nice feeling, that feeling of being grounded and settled. Because it feels so wonderful just to be checked in on, to care for yourself, to attend to what's going on with you. It reminds you that you matter in this world. So now I'd like to try something. I'd like you to check in on what you're feeling in your body right now. Attend to the sensations in your body. Where are you feeling these sensations? Do you feel some pain and discomfort in your stomach? Maybe your head? Maybe your back? Where in your body are you noticing these uncomfortable sensations? And just attend to them effortlessly, without judgment, without fear, and without the pressure to make them stop. Now, how would you tell us about those sensations? Tell us about the quality of the sensation. Is there a tightness or a clenching? Is it sharp? Maybe there's a fluttery feeling? Is there a tingling there? What's associated with it? Is there a temperature, maybe coolness or warmness? Do you notice if it's maybe widespread or just focused in one specific area? And as you check in on these sensations in your body, remember, we don't have to do anything with these sensations. You're not trying to move them or make them go away. We're just watching. And you can always go back to the breath, that healing breath, the part of the breath that feels so nice to you and comforting to you. Just lean into that pleasant feeling of the breath as it enters your system, fills your chest, and how really nice it feels on the exhale. You can always go back to this breath. Now let me ask you again, to turn an eye inward, just attending to the sensations in your body. What do you notice happening to them as you pay attention? Do the sensations intensify? Do they subside? Maybe they expand, maybe contract. Does it move to a different part of your body? Or is it staying in the same place? And remember, whatever it does, it's okay. We're just watching it, following the sensation. You don't have any ulterior motive. You're just paying attention to your body with objective curiosity. You're just an observer right now, just paying attention, noticing what's going on inside of you and checking in with yourself. We're not trying to ignore the sensations. We're just observing them gently and without judgment. And this is teaching yourself to objectively notice these sensations without fear, while reminding yourself that it's safe and that there is no danger. The brain may be misinterpreting these sensations as pain, but they're really safe. And remember, at any point, you can go back to that healing breath and how good it feels entering your system and breathing out. This is grounding you and reminding you that you're safe. Now I'm going to ask you to turn your eye inward again, just attending to your body and the sensations in your body. Remember, we don't care what happens to these sensations. The important thing is attending to them from a place of curiosity, a place of interest. We have no ulterior motive here. We don't need the sensations to do anything. And the more you're able to just observe the sensation from this objective perspective, the more you are training your brain to automatically just start watching these sensations from this perspective, an objective perspective, that reinforces to your brain that the sensation is actually safe. And remember, this is just practice. We don't care what actually happens to the sensation. If it intensifies, that's okay. If it subsides, that's fine too. If it moves around, we're just gonna follow it. Whatever happens to the sensation is happening. You're just watching it with curiosity, training your brain to go there objectively tomorrow and the day after. Just attending to your body, watching with no fear. And now you can go back to that breath, that healing breath, taking some deep breaths, noticing how good the breath feels entering your body, filling you up, relaxing you and grounding you. And you can take a couple more deep breaths now and realize that you just did really three important things. You began developing new neural pathways to regulate your anxiety and to reappraise your pain. You've also treated yourself with love, and you gave your brain the message that it's safe. So now when you're feeling ready, you can go ahead and open your eyes. Okay. Good job, everybody. Really good job.